Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 72 for Wednesday, September 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Wednesday, as gains in most outside vegetable oil markets, solid commercial demand, supportive chart signals, and a lack of significant farmer selling all underpinned the futures. Canola was up by $1 to over $2, the November contract up $2.20 at $466.80 per ton. Line companies and domestic crushers are both showing good demand as they work to fill orders and encourage more farmer deliveries. Speculative short covering contributed to the gains as values moved off nearby chart support. However, rising production prospects did limit the gains as yield reports continue to beat expectations. Idea's canola is looking overpriced compared to other oilseeds also put pressure on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are higher, with wheat posting some of the biggest advances. Wheat was up 8 to 13 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 12 at 5.07 per bushel. While U.S. wheat remains expensive internationally, the futures managed to get a bit of a bounce today on the back of weather concerns in other wheat-growing regions of the world. Dryness in Ukraine and Russia may be hurting winter wheat planting there, while reports of frost damage to wheat crops in Australia were also circulating the market. Speculative short covering contributed to the gains in wheat as prices moved above nearby resistance and some stops were hit. Soybeans, meanwhile, were steady to up 2 cents, the November contract up 1.5 cents at 8.63 per bushel. Speculators buying back previously sold positions were also behind some of the day's strength in beans, anticipation that China will announce some fresh purchases later this week added to the firm tone, but the advancing U.S. harvest and improving yield estimates limited the gains. Increased competition from Brazil, as adjustments in the global currency markets favor Brazilian exports, also put pressure on beans. For corn, prices were up 1 to 2 cents, the December contract up 2 at 3.83 per bushel. Spillover from the rally in wheat was supportive, but the advancing harvest kept prices range-bound overall. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.